eat the legs around here?
Well, I don't know just exactly what a lot of times these, especially around these old river banks, places like that, where you see a lot of these cranes, long legs.
What about this thing, you know, that a lot of people say, well, if you handle them, you'll get warts on your hands?
Toads.
Right. Is that the land variety?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a land variety. I haven't sold one of them in years.
And the one that stays around water, you call him?
Them bullfrogs.
Bullfrogs. You have little tiny ones that people say sometimes they're out after a storm or something like that?
They toad frogs. I don't know whether you've ever heard the remark or not, but I've heard it said that it rained toad frogs, and I have literally seen it. When right after a rain, the ground would be covered with them.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Now, I guess that I don't know just exactly how that they would be drawn into the clouds. But I have seen them right after a rain, the ground would just be literally covered with the little frogs.
That's interesting.
Of course, the frog lays eggs, bullfrog does. And I've seen where they lay a batch of eggs, and it'd be 18 inches, 24 inches across. Mm-hmm. And they hatch out and call tadpoles to start with. And then they start shaping into a frog. And they get a little bigger.
What about this animal that has this hard shell and can draw its head back in?
It's a turtle.
You have one that stays around the land?
Well, there's the old these old dry land turtles, and then hard shell turtle, and they usually are not too far from water, and then there's a soft shell turtle, a loggerhead turtle, and a snapping turtle, and a loggerhead and a snapping turtle looks pretty much like the same. They got a great big head and their body is small compared to the size of their head. But these old snapping turtles, boy, they'll fight you. A loggerhead will too. A loggerhead is, he may not be over 8 or 10 inches, 10, 12 inches in diameter and have a head near as big as his body is.
Mm.
These soft shell turtles, I've seen them that was 24 to 30 inches in diameter. Great big ones, and they're pretty good meat in them to eat.
Well, could you tell me about a few insects around here that'd be bad to sting you?
Wasps and bees, hornets. I've never been stung by a hornet.
I'm sure you would have known it.
I've seen hornets' nests. They build a nest that is similar to a wasp nest, except that it's more like a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a hole in the bottom of it.